The Epilepsy Foundation of Florida leads the fight to overcome the challenges of living with epilepsy and to accelerate therapies to stop seizures, find cures, and save lives.
That's the beginning of a promotional video produced for the Epilepsy Foundation of Florida. The foundation sponsors fundraising walks all over the state, and the local event will be held this Saturday, May 19th, at Community Maritime Park in Pensacola. Cecily Chunderlich, an advancement and development specialist with the local chapter of the foundation, says the money raised locally helps fund some medical help for their clients.
They visit neurologists. They have particular testing done. They have sleep studies done. We work with neurologists in the area. We also negotiate better pricing on the testing and the doctor's office visits for our clients.
A person is diagnosed with epilepsy if they have two or more unprovoked seizures. Those patients often spend months or years trying to find the right combination of medications to control those seizures. And for the most part, medical science still doesn't know why.
Someone who has epilepsy, you know, why did they not seize today and they are going to seize tomorrow, or they seized 2 weeks ago but not 3 weeks ago? Why an individual seizure starts, we don't even know that.
Dr. Timothy Lynch is certified by the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology in epilepsy. He's also an assistant professor of neurology at Albany Medical Center in Albany, New York. He says that when a patient is diagnosed with epilepsy, the first step is always to try medications to control the seizures.
There are many medications out there. We typically break them down right now into older generation medications, Dilantin, phenobarbital, Depakote, Tegretol, because they've been around longer, but almost more importantly, they have more side effects. You have to draw blood work to check liver enzymes. They tend to make people feel more tired, sleepy, have more cognitive effects, more drug-drug interactions. And the newer medications, the Keppras, Lamictals, Topamax, Zonegran, and yet even more that are coming out. And those tend to be better because they tend to have less side effects. They tend to be less sedating. They tend to have less drug-drug interactions.
And choosing which medication or combination of medications will work for a particular patient usually comes down to trial and error. It's all working towards one goal.
By and large, we want no seizures, period. So we usually say if someone has gone a year without seizures, that they are seizure-free. Even one a year is too many because, frankly, you're not going to be driving. We often look at it as what can get someone back behind the wheel of a car and driving.
Laws vary by state, but in Florida, someone with epilepsy must go 6 months without a seizure to be able to legally drive a motor vehicle. Everyone, however, is still allowed to walk. Cecily Chunderlich says people can register for the walk as individuals or as members of a team. The walk has raised a good amount of money for the local foundation chapter in the past.
We've raised anywhere between $25,000 to $50,000. This year, our goal is $45,000, and we are halfway there. Individuals actually get businesses to sponsor them. They get individuals to sponsor them. Some of our teams are having small fundraisers at their schools. Some of the teams are creating their own T-shirts and selling their T-shirts with their team name on them. So there's many different ways that the teams and the individuals are getting sponsorships.
Besides raising money for the foundation, there will be medical providers at the event offering more information about a condition that not many people understand.
It's something that in the community that we need to raise more awareness for and let people know that it is not discriminatory. You can get epilepsy at any time, from a baby to an adult, you can get it. You can also get it from any type of head trauma, could cause seizures. So we focus on educating the community about epilepsy and seizure disorder.
The fourth annual Walk the Talk for Epilepsy is happening this Saturday, May 19th, at Community Maritime Park in Pensacola. Registration information can be found on our website, wwf.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.